Right now, it is time to take five for your community. And this morning, I'm very pleased to be joined by Lawrenceville High School teacher and Interact Club sponsor, Austin Alexander. Austin, good morning to you, sir.
Hey, always a pleasure to be here with you at Waco. Glad you got the heat on for me this morning.
Hey, we did the best we can. I'm telling you, I am not a tough man when it comes to this time of year. So here you are wearing short sleeves, so you're tougher than I am. So good for you. We will certainly talk about a big event you got coming up on Monday night. For those who aren't familiar, what is the Interact Club?
The Interact Club is the high school version of Rotary Club. We do a lot of community service type projects and things along that landscape.
Can we talk a little about some of the projects you guys are into?
In the years past, we participated in something called Operation Gratitude, where we collected hygiene products for troops overseas and shipped them out to California, and then they processed them from there and got them to where they needed to go.
Very nice, very nice. So how long have you been involved with the club?
Sponsor? I've been involved since we started back in 2015.
Is that right?
Yep.
And talk about what you get out of this, because you must get a lot out of this being with these kids.
Honestly, it's just really a pleasure being a sponsor of a good group of kids that are very student-driven and do their own sort of things in the community, and they want to give back just like they've been helped along their way, so...
That's always great to hear, and you're going to be giving back a little bit on Monday with this annual trivia contest. Talk about that.
Yep, the Interact Club, we usually give back to a group in the community, and we've been sponsoring the Parkside Night Owl program. It's a tutoring program out there at the elementary school, and it's after school for an hour and just a good way to give back to our students.
It's kind of nice to see the older kids giving back to the smaller kids.
Yep. I've had a few work there, and they just enjoy it and interacting with those little kids and vice versa.
All right, so let's talk about the trivia contest itself. It's coming up on Monday night. It's going to be at the cafeteria, right, the high school?
Doors open at 6. First round starts at 6:30.
Okay, and what are we looking at, like 10 rounds of this bad boy?
Yep, 10 rounds of 10 varying questions, and actually this is the first time that I've had them pretty well written sitting down here with you, so I'm off to a good start. Hopefully everybody else will be come Monday night. But last time I was here, I was told I didn't give out enough hints.
Oh, is that right?
So everybody sit back. Here comes the first one. You may want to be bilingual for this trivia night.
Oh, okay.
There's one category in which you'll need to know some foreign language. Not too much, but just enough to get by. Unless you buy a $10 mulligan, then you won't have to.
I was going to ask you about that. Mulligan and freebies are available, right?
Yep, still available. Can only purchase a set of 10, so we'll get you 10 free points.
Okay, very good. Let's see. So that's coming up on Monday night. That's going to, again, doors will open at 6. And now you were telling me that there's going to be some mini games, right?
Yep. Usually this is a team sport, but at halftime, it'll be your chance to shine. For $1 each, there are 3 mini games, 5 questions each, use trivia categories. Here, I'll give you another hint. One of the rounds, hopefully you've been watching Disney Plus. One of the categories for the mini-game individual sessions is Disney Trivia.
Okay, very nice. How many people are on a team, by the way?
3 to 6. Usually people flirt right there at 6.
Okay.
If I'm telling you how to make a super team, I'd get a wide mix of ages and abilities and studies there, so you get a wide variety, because
that's where the trivia goes
through.
Okay, now do they still have time to get registered for the event?
Yep, you can register at the door, and doors open at 6. As long as you're registered by 6:29, you'll be in good shape.
Okay, again, coming up Monday night. That's at the Lawrenceville High School cafeteria. Doors open at 6, and the action starts at 6:30. And again, for a good cause, you're using the money raised to help out with the Night Owls, the Parkside Elementary Tutoring Program. Having a good year, and it looks like it's going to be a good year. These kids helping others, it's a wonderful thing that you guys are doing.
Thank you. And we already have a record turnout, I think. 3 extra teams that don't usually participate have emailed and are participating. And Lincoln Trail, they're splitting and having 2 teams come, apparently.
Really?
So hopefully we're going to have a record turnout.
All right. Again, that's on Monday night, Lawrenceville High School cafeteria. He is Lawrenceville High School teacher and Interact Club sponsor, Austin Alexander. Austin, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.